Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about the pros and cons of expanding construction business. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good used quality equipment? Then come to my website at www.heavyequipmentguy.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go into the podcast. For any business decision, there is always some sort of pros and cons that one has undergone, and the person should also be ready for the ups and downs after taking a major business decision. These decisions can also have a lasting effect on overall prospect of the business, and therefore they need to be extremely cautious before they see an opportunity and move ahead to get it. Expansion of businesses seem as one such opportunity where a person needs to be extremely cautious with that he or she is doing. It has every chance of firing back. However, that does not mean the company should act reluctant when it comes to the topic like expanding their businesses. It is just that they need to be careful with what they have in mind and need to analyze the pros and cons before they finally set their foot in it. You know, always be prepared. You know, have a strategy. Have an A, have a B strategy. You know, always have something because you could turn and pivot to a different route. In the construction sector, evaluating the pros and cons before expansion of construction business is quite crucial. A wrong call can even lead to complete shutting down of all your business. There has been numerous instances where people, after taking up projects in the name of expansion, were not able to complete them and were fined heavily. It really took a toll on their business. There are a lot of legal things that one needs to consider. Every state in the U.S. have different laws and need to consider them well before you chalk out something. Talk help of people who knows about the laws. You know, get help, you know. Try to talk to your attorneys, your friends, your other contractors. Talk to them to understand what laws of the land says so that you can protect your interests first. Expansion of construction business comes with a cost attached to it, and it is important to understand those costs. You should be ready to take a chance in the first place. Expanding your business will certainly give you high returns if the things move in the right direction. You can get more work and your fame will precede you. You perhaps do not have to advertise, as you will get work on a basis knowing your company, and this is one most unique selling points that will drive your business. It may be real fun when you see that you are acquiring more assets and your company is becoming stronger every passing day. Moving across the horizons is something that every construction company has dreamt. When we talk about moving across the horizon, we specifically mean moving from one gender of construction to the other. This is a lot of benefits, like we have set for our foot in a gender that you know that we have enough potential to earn rich dividends. However, while you do so, you also have the knowledge that the fact that you do not know about the gender of the work and have to depend on expert advice. You know, always get help, you know. It's always good to have a mentor. This means that dependability on others will increase manfold. Also, you got to study the future prospect of the sector in advance. How the sector has performed and how it will be in the future should be known to you before you expand into horizons. Again, be prepared. Always be prepared. If you got any questions, give me a jingle. 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.